In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, as I said at the beginning of this Holy Mass, today we offer a special prayer in reparation for the crime of abortion. And the Bishop Philip, our bishop, has established today as a day of prayer, the 23rd October, day of prayer, because it is the day when the Act, the Abortion Act, 1967, was passed. And the bishop established today as a diocesan day of prayer and reparation for life. And we are asked always by the bishop to offer a mass for the progress of peoples, but we're wearing the papal vestments as a sign of penance. I would also like to quote a passage from the last pastoral letter from Bishop Philip, whose title is People of Life. The bishop wrote, "It is over 50 years since the 1967 Abortion Act, one of the most liberal in the world, came into effect. Since then, 10 million babies in the UK have been aborted, one in five pregnancies. As a people of life, our efforts to defend the unborn child, to care for pregnant mothers, and to reverse or blunt this act have had mixed results, and it now looks as if unjustly a secularist government will no longer allow us even to pray outside hospitals and clinics. Consequently, I'm discussing with pro-life groups and with our justice, peace and social responsibility team some new forms of witness. We need to change tack. As a start, so from this year on, I would like to keep the every 23rd October, the day the Act was passed, as a diocesan day of prayer and reparation for life." This is the bishop's pastoral letter issued last April. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today it's a very good occasion to pray for life as we make reparation for this crime of abortion. We pray also that life might always be respected since the very first beginning, when a new life is conceived in the womb, to the very natural end. As we now gathered on Calvary together to celebrate the holy sacrifice of Mass, facing both priest and people to Jesus crucified, we offer together the priest and you, people of God, the only sacrifice of salvation, the sacrifice of Jesus' life. You take part in this sacrificial offering with the mediation of the priest in order to implore God's mercy. We both offer to God the Father Jesus the Son in order to implore God's mercy, to beg his infinite forgiveness upon us, upon all people, especially upon those who have committed this very grievous crime against life. This is not a way to despise those people who have committed this abortion, the ladies and the men involved in this. This is not a way not to be compassionate for all these people. But we have always to remember that the very first compassion for these people, for all people